The American Broadcasting Company presents, transcribed, Mark Bell! Battling the raging elements. Fighting the savage wilderness. Striking at the enemies of man and nature. One man's name resounds from snow-capped mountains down across the sun-baked plains. Mark Bell!
Searching for young Bob Sherwood and his father, Mark Trail, Cherry, and Jeb Sawyer, their guide, have entered Satan's Glade in the heart of the Swamp of Eternal Night. For a few moments, everything is hushed and dark. And then suddenly, Jeb's ominous warning about the ghosts that inhabit the glade comes true. A weird, unearthly moaning sound sweeps through the branches of the surrounding cypress trees. And then, as they all crouch in the narrow dugout waiting, strange, silvery shapes appear, dancing all around them, cutting them off from all escape.
I told you, there they are, the imps of Satan's Glade. They're coming for us, they're going to kill us.
Oh, Mark, I'm frightened.
Take it easy, Cherry, don't lose your head.
But what are those awful things?
I don't know yet, but let's wait and see what they do.
They'll kill us, that's what they'll do.
Jeb, stop it. Sit down, you'll tip over the dugout.
Jeb, be careful.
I'm getting out of here.
Now, Jeb, stay where you are, sit still.
No, now let go of me.
Mark, we're going over.
Jump clear, Cherry.
Oh!
Hold on to the dugout.
All right, Mark. Let's see what you can do for Jeb. He's out of his mind.
He's still getting me.
Jeb, will you please control yourself?
No, I gotta get away from him. Stop it, Jeb. No, let go of me.
All right, I'm sorry to have to do this, Jeb.
Mark, you knocked him out.
But I had to. So panicky, he was dragging us both down. I'll take care of him. You start swimming to that high ground over there by those cypress trees and push the dugout, will you? Let's see what those so-called ghosts are all about.
Hey, Gentry, you see him?
Yeah, Peters. They're swimming across the glade in that clump of cypress.
Old Jeb sure threw a fit, didn't he?
Yeah, but at the wrong time.
What do you mean?
I had a neat little trap set up between those trees. If they only gone a little farther, they would have hit a vine just under the water and would have sprung a trap.
Trap?
Yeah, a whole blasted tree would have fallen on them. Now they won't even head that way.
What do we do?
I'll have to take the dugout and go across the glade myself.
What for? I'll see you.
If I want them to. Want them to follow me.
Where?
Into trap number two, the quicksand.
And if that don't work?
Then we can still play our last card. The kid Sherwood and the snake. Come on now, help me get the dugout.
You think Jeb will be all right now, Mark?
Yes, he's coming around, Cherry.
Oh, my jaw.
I'm sorry, Jeb. I had to hit you. You were getting panicky.
Huh? Well, where are we?
We're on a little knoll of ground formed by this clump of cypress trees.
Yeah, but they're noisy.
They've stopped, Jeb.
Yes. I've got a good idea how they started.
Oh, how do you mean, Phil?
Now, just a minute. I'm going to check this cypress tree first.
What for, Mark?
Well, look here at the bark. This hole. And that one a little higher.
Mm-hmm.
There's one above it.
What are you getting at, Trail?
These are just the kind of holes a lineman's gaff would make if he shinnied up his tree.
Well, do you think there's something up there, Mark?
I'm pretty sure there is, Cherry. Maybe I can see it from over here.
Well, can you, Trail?
Uh-huh, I've got it. I know the secret of the dancing devils now.
You do?
Yes. Somebody's gone to a whole lot of...
Hey, hold it, Trail, listen.
Someone's coming.
Well, good. Let's hail
no,
in.
No, Jeff, no. Keep quiet. See what he's first.
But mine.
Quiet, Jim.
Hey, I know him. That's Lee Gentry.
Mark, he's the man who owns that car that almost ran Bob down.
Oh, yes. He reported it was stolen. Yeah, mighty convenient theft.
Listen, Trail. The noise. The imps are starting again.
Wait a minute, Jim. Take it easy. Look at Gentry. You're not scaring him. He's holding his way straight across the glade with that foliage at the other side.
Well, then he must know that...
You hear? The sound is dying out.
And the strange shapes didn't appear.
No, did you notice? The sound died just as he entered the foliage on the other side of the glade.
Yeah, I can't understand it.
Well, don't try to, Jeb. We're going to follow that Lee Gentry, and I think we'll find all the answers to the secrets of Satan's Glade.
All right, Mark. Let's get into the dugout.
Yeah, first, we'll pick it up and carry it down a ways so we don't follow the same trail we took before.
Why not, Trail?
to stop those imps from dancing and howling again, I don't want Gentry to know that we're following him. Come on now, let's get cracking. All right, hold up a minute. This is the place where Lee Gentry disappeared. Right between those two trees.
We're on land, Mark. Dry land.
Uh-huh. And there's Gentry's dugout.
So which way do we go?
This way. See his footprints? Come on.
Now, wait a minute, Cherry.
What is it, Mark?
Something about this I don't like. Gentry wasn't very careful about what he did with his dugout, leaving it in the open like that.
Well, maybe he was in a hurry.
Maybe. But those dancing imps of yours and that noise should have been heard for quite a distance, and yet no one showed up.
Nothing up to scare any woman with.
Not whoever planted them there.
Well, what are you driving at, Mark?
I'm not sure, but this smells like a trap to me.
Well, what do we do about it?
Let me lead the way, Cherry.
All right. The trail leads between those bushes.
Uh-huh. I see it.
Now, careful of snakes, Trail.
I will be.
I certainly don't see any signs of a trap, Mark. Ground ahead is swampy, but clear.
Yeah, it's swampy, all right. It might be... Oh, oh.
Mark, look out.
It's all right, Cherry. Now I found the trap.
Where?
All around us. Quicksand.
Quicksand?
Yes. This is all quicksand around here.
Well, then what happened to Gentry? You think he fell into it?
No, Cherry. Look up ahead there. About 200 yards away, where all those trees are. Another patch of solid land, isn't it, Jeb?
Yeah, kind of an island in the middle of a lake of quicksand. There's a lot of them in the swamp.
I think our Gentry's on that island.
But how could he do it, Mark? He couldn't walk through the quicksand.
Well, he sure could, Miss Cherry, if he knew the way.
You see, Cherry, quicksand's a funny thing. Lots of times there are patches of solid ground just an inch or two under the covering sand. And if you know the way, you can walk right across the danger spots.
Well, then that stops us. We could never find the way.
You won't have to. There's another way to cross quicksand.
How?
See the way the sand is dotted with clumps of solid ground?
Mm-hmm.
There. And there, where the bushes and trees are growing?
Yes, Mark.
Well, if we use our dugout as a bridge between those clumps of solid ground, we can cross from one patch to another, picking up the dugout as we go along.
That's a right smart idea, Trail.
Well, won't that be dangerous, Mark?
Not if we're careful. First thing we're going to do is tie ourselves together with a rope.
You mean like mountain climbers?
That's the idea. And if one of us should slip, the other two can pull him out of the quicksand.
All right. I'm ready, Mark.
Jeb, what about you?
Oh, I ain't going to part from you now, Trail. Did you tell me what the secret of Satan's Glade is?
Now, when we get across this quicksand, Jeb, I don't think you'll have to be told. Somewhere on that land, you'll see the secret of the glade for yourself.
Hey, Peters! Peters!
Yeah, Gentry? Did it work?
I don't think so.
What do you mean, you don't think so?
They didn't follow me through the trees, so they couldn't hit that quicksand.
Where'd they go?
I don't know. Thought you was watching them.
Oh, I had to come back here and watch the kid. What'll we do now?
Why don't you two give up? You're through now and you know it.
That's enough out of you, Sherwood. Peters, get the water moccasin. We'll finish off this guy once and for all.
Okay.
Now, how about it, Sherwood? You have anything to say now?
I don't have to say anything. Mark Trail will do my talking.
Yeah, when he finds your body, he'll be speechless.
Here it is, Gentry.
Hey, you took it out of the basket.
You expect a snake to bite a man through a basket?
Okay, okay, drop it on him. I don't see how you can hold it the way you do anyhow.
Simple. Well, you handle all poisonous snakes. Just pinch him behind the jaws, like this.
All right, you'll have to show me. Go on, drop it on him.
Okay. Well, so long, Sherwood. Too bad we have to...
Hold! Now, Peters, what happened?
Rock. Somebody threw a rock at me.
What?
The snake, where is it?
Don't worry about the snake.
It is
real.
Surprise, Sheriff.
Your gun, Gentry. Shoot him quick.
Look out, Mark.
This sand in your eyes will spoil your aim, Gentry.
Oh!
That should put you to sleep.
Oh!
Hey, look out for Peters.
It's all right, Mark. I've got the gun. And where you are, Sheriff.
Why, you little...
Yeah, that's
right. Sure
come in handy, didn't it,
Trail? Yes, thanks, Jeb. Come on now, let's untie Bob.
Oh, are you all right, Bob?
Yeah, I'm fine now, but you certainly arrived like the U.S. cavalry.
Well, I was lucky to hit Peters with that rock. I couldn't think of any other way to keep him from dropping that snake on you.
Well, by the way, where is it?
Is it a snake? Oh, I took care of it, Miss Cherry.
Well, that's good. Now, Bob, what about your father? Did you find him?
Yeah, I did. He's pretty sick. We'll have to get him to a doctor right away. He's back there with the others.
What others?
You'll never believe this, Jerry, but we've all been held here as slave laborers.
What?
Me, my father, and about 10 other men who disappeared in the swamps through these last months.
Great Jehoshaphat. But why?
Well, Gentry and Peters kept us here to mine silver.
Silver? In these swamps?
Yeah, yeah, that's right, Mark.
Silver?
A big vein in the solid ground back here.
What do you know?
Say, come to think of it, there was some talk about silver in these parts a long time ago. But nobody, including me, believed it.
Well, it's true, Jim. That's why this whole fantastic layout. To keep on mining the silver secretly.
But why secretly?
Well, I think I can answer that one, Sherry. This swamp is a federal preserve. And any silver found here would have to be shared with the government, you see. Gentry and Peters didn't want to share it. And they didn't have to, as long as they could use ghosts to keep people out of Satan's play.
You mean them imps we saw and heard, Peters and Gentry made
them? Yes, sir. That's right, Jeff. The sounds were on a recording machine, played every time someone went between the cypress trees into the glade.
But we saw the ghosts, too. They was dancing.
The ghosts were the trees themselves.
Huh?
The trees, Mark?
Yes. They were coated with luminous paint, and spotlights throwing invisible black light were played over them, making them look like they were dancing. The sound and superstition did the rest.
So that's what you saw hanging up in that cypress tree. A spotlight.
Well, not only that, Jerry, but there was an electric eye in the trunk of the tree. And there must have been one in the tree on the other side. And anyone passing through would break the beam and start the ghost working.
Jeepers. They sure went to a lot of trouble.
Well, a vein of silver is worth it, Jeff. Well, now let's wrap these two up good and tight. And release those poor men back in the swamp.
I'll lead the way, Mark.
Yeah, thanks, Bob.
No, well, I'll stay here with these two swamp rats. And when they wake up, I'm going to show them some ghosts of my own, by gosh. I'll teach him to make a monkey out of me.
Well, guard them well, Jeb. You want to make sure they carry on their mining operations. Yeah, this time with rocks in the state penitentiary. Don't miss the next action-packed adventure with Mark Trail beginning next Monday, when Mark finds danger stalking the inhabitants of a small Midwestern town and runs headlong into a wolf trap. Tune in, same time, same station on Monday, and find out what happens to
Mark Trail!
Battling the raging elements, fighting the savage wilderness, striking at the enemies of man and nature, one man's name resounds from snow-capped mountains down across the sun-baked plains.